Obviously, one of them being Tanner Molendijk is at the World Juniors right now. What does your next week look like in terms of looking at the future of this team in Waricos?
Well, I'm just planning for my birthday on the 8th, and it should be a relaxing night in Edmonton, and family and friends will be there, so it should be no sweat. No, it's funny time of year. It's always stressful around the holidays, even when you don't want it to be. You want to relax, put your phone away, and hang out with your kids and not be thinking about things. And most years, it's kind of like obvious. If you're like not very good, you sell off. If you're really good, you're calling people adding. This year, it's weird to be in a position of having success, but also needing to replenish our charts here, replenish our picks. And so Tanner is, you know, in my opinion, he's the best defenseman in Canada. I think that's being borne out by the fact that he's leading the World Juniors in minutes for Team Canada. And he's one of the best D the Blades will ever have. You know, obviously we're listening to offers on him. Like, we would be foolish not to in the situation we're in. He's the kind of guy that could yield you multiple good assets. That being said, like, if the market's soft and nobody wants to step up, then like, we are in first place. There's no urgency to do anything, but I think, you know, we're actively talking to a lot of different teams about him. Who wouldn't want that guy? He's an unbelievable kid, an unbelievable player, and you know, it's going to be, if we end up having to do something with him, it'll be even harder than today was. We'll just keep going day by day on that.
You had to squash a rumor already about him being traded. Do you have a deal in place? Let's say Canada loses tonight in the quarters to Czechia, God forbid, but the way they're playing, Lord knows. They lose tonight. Tomorrow, he could be traded. Do you have something in place ready to go?
No, not even close. Five people called me yesterday saying like he was traded to Tri-Cities. I was like, I love Bob Torrey, but we haven't even talked in 2 weeks. He called me and said Merry Christmas. That was the last time we talked. So, no, I mean, this time of year, it just takes one scout, and there are all these tournaments going on where there's a lot of bored scouts, and you got 200 scouts sitting in a cold rink for 12 hours, and suddenly 10 guys have been traded, and none of them actually were. So we are talking to lots of teams. There's three World Junior defensemen that are, you know, on the market most likely here because of those team situations. And that's a weird kind of thing where it's usually there's maybe one or two. So Tanner's not the only guy out there that might be available. So maybe teams are waiting for the first domino to fall. But like I said, we're not just interested in like how many draft picks can you give us. Mm-hmm. We need someone back in a deal that we can put on, whether it's a defenseman in his spot. Obviously, he's not going to fill Tanner's shoes tomorrow if it's someone that we get who's a 17-year-old, but we want someone in the deal that like we think can be a real good top four defenseman for us going forward and in future years when Tanner's lighting it up in the NHL, and we'll be real glad that we had him. We've seen teams that had star players that didn't move them and they didn't have the other assets to go all in, and it can be an absolutely painfully long, tedious process to rebuild and lose all the time, and we're not going to do that.
And what would the ideal draft pick return be for a Tanner Molendijk if it were to happen?
Well, this year is a bit different than other years just because this college thing has really thrown a wrench into things. I don't think a lot of people don't know what their summers look like. They don't know which players might go college in the summer or which players, conversely, you could get a phone call saying, hey, that guy you took in the 12th round 2 years ago was American and never called you back, wants to come for a year. It's like, oh, okay, well, we just got a first round pick level player. So I think it's created a lot of, it's just the weirdest trade deadline we've had because no one really knows what's gonna happen after this year with certain guys. So the ideal return for me starts with a really good 17 or 18 year old defenseman that plays for 2 or 3 years with us. Mm-hmm. Obviously has to have, depending on how good that player is, at least one first rounder, if not two, and other picks here and there, depending on, I also value different picks differently. I don't just look at first rounder. Like, if you're sitting at the draft at 22 overall and you want to pick third overall, like, okay, back the Brinks truck up to try and get up from 22 to three. So not all first round picks are equal. So if there's a team I project that's going to be very good for the next 2 years and that's the two first they want to give, I have to value like, okay, 20 overall and 20 overall. Like, is that as good as fifth overall from one team? Mm-hmm. So I look at all those things with Hilty and Dan, and we all, it's not just like a blanket, like, oh, we need seven assets or anything. And the player we get back in any deal would have to be someone that we really like and think can help us a lot next year and the year after, and also play a solid role this year too. So there's a lot of factors to play in, and you know, luckily this is my 9th or 10th or whatever deadline, and it's something I feel confident I can do for this club, and I'm confident that we'll get a great deal if we decide to do it.
You mentioned that team that you originally inherited. How much does that play into today and just the next week, knowing that you had to go through those really difficult years where the cupboard was absolutely bare and you just didn't have that ability?
Yeah. Someone asked me today on the radio, it was like, retool versus rebuild, and there's NHL teams that have tried to like tear it down to the studs, and now 5 years later, they're still not that good, and they've tried to do that approach. Like, when we got here, like, it was like there was no putting paint on the walls. There was like termites in the house that needed to be knocked over and getting built up, and it took a long time and it was painful. And now I think we've built that up to be, in my opinion, one of the more desirable places in Canada to play, and the results have been outstanding. I think it's been 7 years now of almost a 70 winning percentage, which is really high, and we want to continue that in the future. So, and that's the most important thing, is the long-term success. Like, when you've been through 5 or 6 years of missing the playoffs, and you see the market just go to nothing where you can't even give away tickets to your games, it's not fun to be a part of, and it's something we'll never go through again. So whatever we have to do to make sure that doesn't happen, we will, because it's almost like it gives you PTSD thinking about those years. Like, it's horrible. And there's a couple teams in the mix, in midst of it right now, and like, you talk to their GMs and it's just painful. It's just, you have to find bright spots that, oh, one guy had a 2-point night and you lost 5-2. It's just, I'm not saying there's not going to be hard nights in the second half for us. There will be for every team, but we're never hopefully going to be in a position again like that.
Tanner Scott arrives when, and will he be in the lineup tomorrow?
Yeah, he arrives, I think, at 9 tonight, and yeah, he'll be in the lineup for sure. He's had some injuries this year, a reoccurring one, and he told me last night, like, he finally feels healthy this week for the first time. And yeah, he had 56 points last year. This isn't a guy that, like, we brought in as like, oh, you can come in the deal too. He had to be in the deal. Mm-hmm. He's a left winger. He's one of the fastest skaters in the league. You know, Ben Reich played with him last year. I haven't chatted with Ben yet about him, but I've heard that he's a really good kid and a good teammate, and he works extremely hard. He's not big. He's a 5'8 left winger, just like we traded out a 5'8 left winger. They're really different. He's not going to be blasting slap shots like Lizzo was and scoring from that angle. His goals seem to come from in tight and with his hands, but you know, it's a different look for us starting tomorrow night. But Ben last year had, I don't know, what, 27 points, and now he's on pace for 97 points, and that was coming from the same team. So I have no doubt that a new start and a new philosophy here, or a new system, will be really beneficial to him. And he's committed to college for next year, so to Dennis Williams, who's Everett's head coach, GM last year. So obviously he likes him enough to commit him. So I'm really excited to have him, and maybe we'll have a different identity start tomorrow on one of our lines, but he's going to be blazing fast, and he's going to create stuff.
Mentioned that draft pick situation still